We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. At this time every week, we speak with Lisa Lanier. She's our official attorney in the program. She does a segment called Lawyer Up inside at least 3 legal cases, more than that, usually. And we've got a full docket for today. I did get an email that said, this is in jest, though. And lady who wants to remain anonymous says, I recently had my second child. I want you to ask Lisa Lanier something. As I was starting to push, my doctor, a female, said, quote, wow, your first really paved the way. Can I sue?
Cringe.
Oh, my.
Lisa, a lawsuit there?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no, I don't really think there's a lawsuit. You know, I had a client one time who, similar kind of thing, a doctor told her, you could drive a Mack truck up in there.
Ooh, God. That's inappropriate now. You can't say that.
Even if it is true.
Even if it's true, you can't say something like that. My gosh.
Isn't that terrible?
That really is. And that starts our lawyer. No lawsuit there, I'm afraid. I'll have to tell the anonymous emailer there is no way to sue. How about this lady? We call her. She's been called Granny Karen. We really just kind of hypothetical this. She's not bringing a lawsuit or anything, but the question is, can she contact her HOA? She did not like the fact that a couple of children were drawing with sidewalk chalk on a public sidewalk in front of a house. She's neighbors with the owner of the house. She went knocking on the door and went to the father and said, these kids need to stop drawing out here.
You can report to the HOA.
You son of a on, come on. You won't even tell your kids to stop it. Where's your wife? She's a nice person. She talks nice. Where is Janine? Can you get her out here?
No, I cannot. Get out of my house, please.
It's your house? Oh, yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Get out of my house.
Tell your kids to stop it or else I'm gonna...
Oh. You're gonna do what? Get your hand off my car, please. Okay, your video is going online.
Well, you have nice kids and you have a nice wife.
Well, apparently they're not nice when they're just coloring chalk on the sidewalk.
The sidewalk? Yes.
What's bothering you about this?
Because it looks like...
All right. That's the long and short of it.
I know it's against the law, but if possible, I'd like to pretend, as in a 100-year-old reference, that I mow from the Three Stooges and clonk both of their heads together like coconuts.
Yeah, I know. Because he is as bad as her. I'm recording your video.
It's going on the internet. Yeah.
His kids are...
I feel bad for Janine, the wife. She's nice.
Janine's real nice, and the kids are nice. But the kids are drawing something that looks like crap out here on the sidewalk.
They're kids. They're not Picasso's.
So she wants to know, our question was, could she go to an HOA or anybody and literally have sidewalk chalk removed? Now, Biggie made a point. Of course, the rain's going to wash that away, or a hose could wash it away. But sometimes, now my daughter used to draw with sidewalk chalk a lot on our driveway or sidewalk, and it would stay there 10 days, you know, until the next rain. Mm. What do you think, Lisa? Does the HOA enforce something like that?
Yeah, they sometimes do. And this actually became kind of a thing during COVID because a lot of kids were taking to the sidewalks with chalk, you know, because they didn't have anything else to do.
Yep.
And so a lot of upset neighbors were getting the HOAs involved. And sometimes they didn't like the messaging. And sometimes they just didn't like it in general. And so what it comes down to is the HOA governing documents, the covenants, and whether or not they have a prohibition that this falls under. And some of them have really tried to stretch it and say that this violates their restrictions against signage, which is, I think, a bit of a stretch. But yeah, what has tended to happen is, particularly where there's been publicity, there was one, I posted a picture on my Lanier Law Group Facebook and Instagram of a little girl in Alabama who went viral for a little while because she did this nice love your neighbor thing with the earth, and the neighbor didn't love it so much and required that, and raised, you know, came with the homeowner association. They made this little girl remove it, and then there was terrible backlash against the president of the homeowners association. You know, and so that, you know, and they actually, the president of HOA there, even though he had acted under their covenants, he wrote her a letter of apology, and I think they're going to change their policy around it because it's just kids, you know.
Love your neighbor, and the neighbor complains? Come on.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. I mean, you know, usually I'm the only person that comes down on the side of the HOA.
Yeah.
But in this case,
it'd be a good role for you, HOA president.
It really would. And it doesn't make a difference, Lisa, if it's on public sidewalk versus your own driveway, for instance.
Well, you know, it does make somewhat of a difference, but generally in subdivisions, the sidewalk, even though it, you know, it may be a public sidewalk, you know, it sort of falls within the rules typically. Now, in more urban areas, the sidewalks don't fall under these HOA rules. So it just depends on your HOA and whether you are in sort of a subdivision versus like a thoroughfare. Mm-hmm. And some of them still have HOAs just for, you know, for those homes in that area. Yeah. And, you know, it depends. Like there was another case that kind of got a lot of attention where some kids wrote Satan Loves You in California.
Wait a minute now. Now I've got a problem with that.
Yeah.
You're right, Satan. I want these hoodlums caught and hung up by the Buster Browns. Mm-hmm. All right, Satan Loves You on my sidewalk. Satan, I'm sorry.
Don't love the First Amendment.
No.
Did they spell it right? Because sometimes you see satin.
Satin loves
Hail
you.
Hail Satin.
And wait a minute now. When I used to walk my dog, I said this yesterday. When I used to walk my dog, this is a long time. Different dog. Different house years ago, but they had sidewalks going through the neighborhood, and I would see a penis oftentimes spray painted on the sidewalk. And I'd say, look at these street toughs are spraying penises on the sidewalk. Can I get somebody in trouble for that, Lisa?
Again, you know, it just depends on the covenants because mm-hmm. it is, you know, technically, you know, if you don't have a covenant prohibiting sidewalk chalk, then it doesn't really matter whether the person writes, you know, love your neighbor, love Satan, draw the penis. It doesn't really matter.
I don't like it.
Depends on the coven.
I don't care. I don't like it.
Depends on your coven.
As long as the penis isn't emitting.
Well, I've seen an emitting penis.
Active. We'll put you in jail for
I've
that.
I've seen an untrimmed penis. I've seen a lot of those. Okay? And I'm not going to put up with this. I just won't. All right. We had a story about a stench a moment ago. Here's another one, maybe even worse, from Adrian, Michigan. Now, after about a year and a half, finally, a fight against the stench from a powdered egg plant in Adrian, Michigan has been settled. Several people in the area, including businesses, says this stench has caused us great harm through the entire city of Adrian, Michigan. I didn't know there was such a thing as a powdered egg company.
But that sounds like hell.
But there is. And apparently, what they were saying is, you're putting profits before people. You're stinking us out here. It smells terrible. What did they do about this, Lisa? And what are the rules?
So this falls under an area of the law called nuisance law. And if it's a private individual, it's a private nuisance. Like your neighbor's doing something that bothers you. But here, mm-hmm. it was bothering the whole town. It becomes a public nuisance. And the city got involved. And so they filed a lawsuit against this company, Crimson Holdings is what they're called. And so they settled it with an agreement that Crimson Holdings is to install an odor scrubbing machine and to change their hours of operation so that they will only make the stench that the neighbors say smells like death. They will only make that stench from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. So at least people can sleep through it.
Wake up to that smell.
That's pretty nasty. You're having eggs in the morning. You're waking up. You got powdered egg stench.
What are powdered eggs for these days? MREs?
I didn't even
know. Army?
In this situation, it's for dog food. This particular factory, they make it for dog food. But I think there are still powdered eggs, like institutional, like in prison and stuff, I think. But
so it's for prisoners and dogs.
They go in as eggs, but they come out different.
Oh, they do. Powdered egg. Yeah. My dog is so pampered. Sometimes I'll make scrambled eggs for myself, and I'll say to my wife, you want some scrambled eggs? And she'll say, well, no, but have you asked Annie? That's our dog. And I have to go, Annie, would you like some scrambled eggs? And my wife will go, yes, she sure would. So I throw in an extra 2 eggs for the dog and leave them off. And she let them cool, and in 5 minutes, put them into her bowl.
Salt and pepper to taste?
Wow. Denver omelet.
I was going to co-sign with you there because I give my dog scrambled eggs, but we don't role play.
We always do.
I just give the dog the eggs and she eats them.
It's like every Saturday morning, I'll be throwing in some scrambled eggs for myself, and I'll say to my wife, would you like some scrambled eggs? Oh, have you asked Annie? Annie, would you like some scrambled eggs? Yes. The answer is always yes, and she loves them, by the way.
Of course.
So our dog eats better. These poor dogs are getting powdered eggs. And the whole town, finally, they say only from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. will they cook, or 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. will they cook eggs. A couple of celebrity pieces here today. Whoopi Goldberg has said that her will forbid anyone from making a hologram or any kind of artificial intelligence new items that she would do after her death. if someone puts that in their will, is that binding, Lisa? If you put in your will, no, like, no artificial intelligence movies to be made with my image after my death, that's binding, right?
Yeah, because in life, you know, you control the commercial use of your likeness, your image, your voice, and then you, in death, you pass that on in your will to your estate. And so whoever inherits Whoopi's right to her likeness will be bound by her wishes not to have a hologram. Apparently, she really hates holograms, huh?
Yeah, she's very anti-hologram. That's right.
Yeah.
She didn't, because she was afraid they'd keep on doing The View without her, even after she put a hologram of her on there. I don't know if anybody's really considering that she would be in hologram.
I don't know who has access to her estate.
Yeah, and so even someone who's passed away, like John Wayne, who died 40 years ago, somebody owns the rights to his image and likeness and could use him in a, like, let's say they wanted to make an artificial intelligence movie with him in it. They could agree to that, right?
Right. And the John Wayne estate is actually really, really well known for being highly, highly aggressive and protective over that image. And they go after, they sue people right and left if they use his likeness for anything or his name. They're very aggressive and protective of their brand.
Okay. That's interesting, because I have seen him in a commercial or two.
It's an old Hershey's commercial, and they did him and Elvis and maybe Marilyn Monroe, and their lips were moving. I mean, it was awful. It was an awful production.
It was.
But Hershey's did it, and they used their faces. I guess they had to get clearance back then.
But now you could make it a lot better, I'm sure, with the technology of today.
Yeah, without a doubt.
There's been a settlement reached, too, for Chuck Norris. Just a mention here.
Chuck Norris?
The Chuck Norris sued. $30 million lawsuit over Walker Texas Ranger profits. Was he offered, was he promised the profits and then didn't get them? What happened?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, so what he says is that he was due 23% of the profits from, like, redistribution sort of thing. But here's a problem. This is a problem that's one of the reasons I think that one of the strikes that recently started in Hollywood, the reason it was sort of was around the same issue. And that is that these streaming services, so oftentimes the old contracts contemplated redistribution in terms of rebroadcast on television, merchandising, lots of things like that. But it didn't contemplate, these contracts did not give the celebrity talent a percentage of streaming. And that's the same. So, you know, back when Chuck Norris was doing Walker, Texas Ranger, there was no such thing as streaming. Right. And so his contract didn't contemplate that. And what he was saying is that the studio opted to really push streaming and did not do DVD or television release, and that screwed him out of his 23%, and they settled with him.
Yeah, and he's probably right. Now, that's one thing they're striking about, as you said, right now. Biggie, you had something to add.
I was going to ask Lisa, was this not his show, though? Did he not create this show? I thought he did.
Apparently, he was, you know, I think maybe he was, a lot of times they will name, you know, like the talent as one of the producers, but I don't think he must not have been the owner. I mean, obviously, because he only had a right to 23% of the profits. But it could have been his idea, because it was certainly marketed that way.
Yeah, that it was all about
him. Yeah, I always thought it was his. Yeah.
Did you watch it, Biggie?
I did, with my grandparents growing up.
Yeah? You liked a little Walker, Texas Ranger?
Well, they loved it, so if I was there, we were watching Walker, Texas Ranger.
That's nice. I used to watch Blue Bloods with my mother-in-law. Love that, too. Mm. I think that's still on with Tom Selleck.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Man, that Tom Selleck.
What can't he do?
What an actor.
Huh?
What an actor that guy is.
Yeah.
Another quick one here today. Now, this one, you've mentioned this before, but I'm interested in the answer to this. There is a high school student that has been suspended in Tennessee because he posted some satirical memes on social media last summer. He is a rising senior, 17 years old, and on his Instagram, he showed pictures of the principal and some other school administrators, the principal holding a box of vegetables and a second as an anime cat wearing a maid outfit. And he put this on his own Instagram on his own time in the middle of the summer, but they're suspending him or trying to suspend him for doing that. And his lawyer says, hey, this is off campus. This is the middle of the summer. It has nothing to do with the school. His First Amendment rights give him the opportunity to do this. Is that true, Lisa? Are you okay doing that as a student?
Yeah, you know, he's going to win here because you may recall, it wasn't that long ago, we talked about the Brandy Levy cheerleading case where the young woman did not make the varsity squad. She was very upset. She took to, I think it was Snapchat, with shooting the bird and ranting with tons of profanity against the school and the cheerleading squad and the coach and all that. And she was suspended, and she won. She took it to the Supreme Court, and she won. And they said, you know, she wasn't making any threats. She was just expressing her feelings. It was on her own time. It was on social media. And it really made for quite a change, because up to now, there's been this balancing between, you know, if there's interference with the school's agenda, you know, can, you know, anything like that. But it's actually gotten, now it's much higher standard. And you pretty much, a kid has to pretty much be threatening someone in order for there to be action taken against them.
So you can make fun of your teacher or your principal on your social media.
Dress them up as a cat if you want.
Dress them up as a cat and whatnot, and put them wearing a maid uniform. Put devil horns on them. Put a Hitler mustache on there.
Yeah.
And they can't do anything about it. They can't punish you.
Right, right. If it's on your own time, and it's not, you know, and here they were saying that people were surprised that they took such a strong action against this kid, because they said it was clearly satirical. Mm-hmm. He used no profanity. It was very mild. Mm-hmm. And people were really surprised that they did this.
Okay. Because,
and particularly in light of that Levy case. I mean, we've had back in the 60s, we had the Tinker case, where it was ruled that kids could wear the Vietnam protest armbands in school. That couldn't be disallowed. That was sort of the earliest case on it. But this Levy case, I mean, it pretty much blows it open for what kids can do on their social media on their own time, as long as they're not doing something that would be directly, you know, like a threat, something like that, to impact the school and the security and safety of the school and the agenda.
I can't say
you don't like kids having freedom.
Opens up a whole new world.
I cannot say I agree with the courts on this.
No slander in this. No, nothing like that.
Satirical.
But that's come on now.
Huh?
I wonder if Lisa's kids, it's not legal, but I wonder if Lisa's kids are sending her the singing cat.
Oh, my God. Lisa, you know what my son does? Every day. Now, I've discovered a new thing. It's called Instagram, okay? And I'm never on the thing, but my son now, I do once in a while look at it, and my son says, check your DMs. Well, of course, I don't know how to do that. So he shows me how to do it. And every day, he sends me these new videos. I see he's already got some going for today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
New batch.
And all it is, like, all it is like, okay, here's one of a guy, he's holding an ice cream cone, and it says brown or pink. So you think he's going to open it up, it's going to be brown or pink. But then some sort of satanic cat starts singing every single time we do that.
Here. Pink.
Yeah. And it's always Monday. Over and over again, brown or pink? Then one yesterday, and then it's a cat song. One yesterday was like, watch this plane take off, and the plane starts taking off, and right in the middle of it, Monday left me. Lisa, do your children
can I sue
my son, and do your children do the same thing to you?
Oh, no, my children are not doing that to me. They don't really talk to me much anymore. Well,
congratulations.
Well, be happy about it. Here's the plane taking off. There goes the plane. Plane's taking off, and then in the middle of the plane takeoff, but you have to imagine a satanic cat singing that.
What song is that?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
I know the first line. He goes through the entire week, but it's just Monday left me broken, and I want to throttle
research.
So every day my son comes home and goes, check your Instagram. That's all he says.
And you're still falling for it.
And I do it every day.
Every time.
You click it.
Check your Instagram. Go into your DMs. And he had to teach me how to do it. Unbelievable. Of course, he was up late last night waiting for Travis Scott to drop. Travis dropped last night.
Oh, did he drop?
Had to go to cookout to the parking lot to get together with his friends.
That's where I'd go.
Yeah. Sitting in somebody's car and listen to Travis Scott drop.
Get your foot long in an onion ring.
That's right. Lisa Lanier, as always, great to hear from you. We appreciate it. Lawyer Up is the segment. Her website is LanierLawGroup.com. She's president there, or HireAHeavyweight.com. Anytime we need legal assistance, we go to Lisa Lanier. You should too. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. There she goes.